The main purpose and intent of meditation is to realize the wisdom, to be at peace with any situation within the moment and not to label it as pain, etc. With no more aversion, then only can we accept the reality of the moment and to understand that it is because we do not know how to relax into it, causing the qi flow to be constricted, thereby causing that unpleasant sensation. This is what you should do. You don't have to resist, suppress, and control it.
This advice is very important. So acceptance means what? You accept to right view, to understanding. That's why after that you still act. So meditation is to develop the wisdom to understand first. Then you act with right view. Following noble effort. Always remember, go back noble effort path. Right view leading to right thought. Right? Then ask yourself, what did the Buddha teach? Repentance. Understand now? It's actually the Buddha teach forgiveness. That time only ask for forgiveness from one. Triple gem. You remember? Kayena wacha chitena, and all those things. But what I did was through my own understanding from my past cultivation, I teach you to apply to daily things. Understand now? Then the Buddha also give by the power of merits for you to avoid all foolish and heedless, made out with the wise so that Nibbana can be realized. Understand now? But what I actually taught you is ask for forgiveness from all beings based on the yellow card. From the distant past, you know. Of course, first one I also add triple gem, understand not? Then all the other thing that is not covered, understand above. So that is complete. Then after that, what you do? You vow not to repeat all these past wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action that you have committed from the distant past. From now onward, you vow to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, to good and pure. That is a cultivator's minimum requirement. You call yourself a Buddhist, disciple of the Buddha. Basic advice of the Buddha also don't want to follow. Dhammapada verse 183. Then what type of disciple are you? Understand not? What type of follower are you? What type of devotee are you? So wake up. At least the basic embodiment of his advice, his teaching, you must have in order to be worthy of the Buddha. Understand not? When you have respect for him, when you have all this faith in him, you will go all out. Understand not? Otherwise, how can you call yourself a Buddhist, somewhat Dharma practitioner? Understand not? Means what? Bohobina. Understand not? The advice of the Buddha is so clear. Like every session, I reminded you, heedfulness, heedfulness, like what the Buddha is. Then you tong or moto, understand not? Then hear in, hear out, understand not? Instead of coming and going, rising, disappearing. The Dhamma also, in and out. Also, arising, passing away. Like that, die, understand not? Arising, sutamaya panya, understand not? Listen, awaken, understand not? Then contemplate, reflect, inquire, awaken, understand not? Not here, in, there, out, understand not? You think everything like the phenomenal world, come and go, arising, passing away. When you are mindful, you can see phenomena like that. But when it comes to Dhamma, please, don't like the phenomena, come and go. Like that, you won't learn that. You must have the ability to actually listen and immediately know, this is the one. Then the meaning going. And how to have this? Do your homework, understand? The vow, all this. So what is your aspiration, your vow? Life after life, whenever you choose to come or you have to come, you will have all this understanding. And then, you plant all this aditan by silanging your merits into the nature's law. Understand now? Then your bohi mind planted. First stage of bohi, ready there. Then, what are you waiting? This will activate. It will just arise. Then you will have the cause of it. And it keep on coming. That's why cultivation, like I told you, you need to know, nature let you know, like before the awakening happened, the karma keep on showing me, then the mind become like that at that time, the pure wish, very powerful, show it to you, and no need to believe anybody, it really can happen, because you remember the example I give you, you're ordinary citizen, you have control over what? Maybe you hate all the family. Within your family, you can say something or decide. You are not ordinary citizen. You are penghulu. You can say something in your village, isn't it? Correct or not? Then let's say you are the Menteri Besar. The state, you got power, isn't it? Although you have to answer the exco and all those things. But if let's say you are a minister, you have more power within the ministry. That you are the Prime Minister, like Anwar, PM10. You got power over decision for Malaysia, isn't it? Then you, Biden, he got more power, isn't it? He can cause things to arise, isn't it? He want to attack Ukraine, attack Russia, attack, understand? Or Russia attack Ukraine, support Ukraine. He can do a lot of nonsense, understand? He can create havoc all over, understand? Well, he has power. He can cause things to arise, understand? Middle East, he want to help which side die? Understand? No, the other side die. Understand? So, well, he has this power. So what I'm trying to tell you is, when you are in that position of authority, you can cause things to arise, understand? So when your cultivation reach that level of cultivation, your pure wish become very potent, understand? It can cause things to arise. That's why that fire arise, understand? And I witness a lot. But please, only that face. Don't come and see me, Abraham, help me like that. No such thing. Because during that phase, it showed it to me, understand? But sometimes when there is condition, this one still very potent. When I help Vayamita who has the cause, that's why I can know one. When they tell me about the problem, when I invoke power, merits and all things, my nature can sense on. There was one case, I think Sui An, Mi Feng was admitted. They called me, contact me. Then after that, immediately after that, I felt something. I told Sui An, she'll be okay. Then the next morning, discharge, recover. So a lot of these things, then like Ji Wei's case also same. Then he called me, I said, I will do my part. Then I know, nothing will happen. Then the son really recovered. Then the wife also recovered. Because I invoke power of merit of what they do towards my nature, understand? That one very potent, very powerful. Okay? Just let things be. If there is causes and conditions, it will manifest. Otherwise, just let things be. Okay?